Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Randy Block with Cattle Facts joining us. We're talking inflation and more in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Talking with Randy Block, Cattle Facts. Randy, obviously, audience very interested in where we're going today, the TCFA, but you mentioned a couple of things right off the bat that inflation is probably going to be here for a while, and that will impact everything we do.
I don't know how you can slow it down. You throw this much money in the system, and you got an economy that's still not fully back on board and yet headed up, not only in the U.S. but around the globe. We're going to have some real inflationary pressures to deal with here for the next several years.
That, of course, is being translated into our feed grain costs. I mean, you mentioned the fact that even now the market just is jockeying for maybe next year's acres.
Oh, I think it's happening. You know, you look out here and you see what's going on with feed grain prices, oil prices, energy prices. Again, the value of energy in our grains that's part of the driver. I think that's the reason that when you look at it relative to the historical supply-demand numbers, corn's about 50 cents a bushel higher than it would typically be given this type of a stocks-to-use ratio. So I think that's the reality of what we'll deal with here for the next several years, Ron.
So that means those closeouts, those break-evens, are just going to kind of keep inching up.
Well, I think we'll see cost of gains continue to stay more elevated, you know, just the cost of doing business. You know, vehicles are going to cost more, steel already costs more, energy costs more, fuel costs more. The list goes on and on and on, and ultimately you've got to pass that down. So again, the wholesale markets have already got a lot of that type of stuff built into them, but we haven't been able to share in that yet at the fed cattle level, but that'll change in here as we work into tighter numbers.
So, you know, you mentioned for 2022 that you see better cash cattle prices, mid 135, 136 in that range, but yet, you know, it's obviously going to cost more to produce these animals.
It'll cost more, and again, we'll... replacement cattle are going to cost more, or cow-calf producers need paid better. They need more money. Stocker operators, you know, the cost of inventory is going to go up. And again, I think we've talked about that now for the last 12 to 18 months where we are in the cattle cycle. None of that's changed. Again, it's just a matter of when we get the front end cleaned up and the markets can start to express themselves.
Where do we get that leverage, with that mystical leverage we keep saying we're almost at?
Well, I think you can see it in the numbers. Again, we've placed fewer cattle out here. We just offset the smaller placements with a lack of harvest numbers on the front end. So it may still take several more months. It still may take another 5 or 6 months. But when it does turn, it'll turn pretty rapidly. And the market will go by us. You know, there's so much margin in here. The wholesale markets look like 280 or 285 maybe what we average next year. Well, the market at those kind of levels, you know, 135 is not very high. I mean, if you have a wholesale market that ends up being at 280 or 285, you know, you could see a market that moves higher than what I suggested today's.
Top hired hand for Cattle Facts, Randy Block, talking with us at the 2021 Texas Cattle Feeders Convention in downtown Oklahoma City. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.